So welcome. Today we're going to learn a very wonderful tool. But before that, let's take a moment to tune in. Ready to be present. Imagine your body and mind like wrinkle-free fabric. The moment you hang it, it starts unwrinkling. Remind yourself of your intention for this course. If you want to make a new intention every time, that's also fine. Otherwise, come back to your original intention. The most basic intention is alignment, expansion, and flow. Also, tune into the field. The field that is represented by this group, by what we're doing here. Sense the field and interact with the field with loving intention. With a nice summary of all the learnings. Meditate and play. Meditate and play. Meditate is to step back and notice. It's sensing the field. And to play is to interact with the field with loving intention. It's a good summary for life. Meditate and play. Step back and then re-engage. And also remind yourself that your body knows how to discharge, release. And today's session is also about letting go of many layers that are no longer serving us. In a way, these kinds of sessions are the education that we never got. Educate is to uncover, is to peel, is to remove what's coming in the way of your natural intelligence. And that's all we're really doing here. For the next few breaths, just hold any Jinshin Jutsu point. Could be as simple as placing your hands on your inner knees or any other point. Thank you. nice deep breath. We can slowly open our eyes. If you want to rub your palms, that's fine. Beautiful. So originally when I was going to offer this course, I thought I'll do 21 days of just the tool I'm going to teach you today. Because that's, one can just go endlessly deep with this. But then I thought, let's actually keep it a little bit more diverse because different strokes for different folks. Just because something works so well for me doesn't mean it's going to be everyone's favorite. But for me, this is one of my favorites. So the tool I'm going to talk about today is called tapping, or also called EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques. Quick history about this. There was a lady called Mary who had aquaphobia, fear of getting into the water. And she'd had it for many years. And she was meeting a therapist called Roger Callahan. And Roger Callahan had been working with her for several months and he hadn't had a breakthrough with her. So he was getting a little bit frustrated, you know, how to help this lady who's so afraid of water. And he was studying acupressure, acupuncture on the side. So a thought came to him that how about we try to combine what I'm learning in acupressure, acupuncture with what she's experiencing. So he asked her that day, when you think of entering into a swimming pool, for example, where in the body do you feel it? She said, my stomach gets all tight. He said, all right. So just start tapping the acupressure point below the eye. Start tapping below the eye. And she did that for a few minutes. And she took a really deep breath. And she said, my stomach is feeling very normal now. So they went outside. There happened to be a swimming pool. And again, a little bit of tightness came. Then again, they tapped. And like this, without too much fuss, in a matter of 10, 15 minutes, she was able to get inside a swimming pool, which she hadn't been able to do for years. And he got really fascinated. What just happened here? How could I, this lady without responding to any treatment, and suddenly something like tapping the body made a difference. So with the next patient also, he tried this. He said, where in the body do you feel it? And he correlated with some acupressure, acupuncture point. And he found that people who would normally come to him for months and years were coming to him for just a few sessions and they were getting healed. So he made a therapy out of this called thought field therapy, TFT. And he dramatically raised the price because he said, you know what, the therapy you get in 1 or 2 years, you're going to get in a few sessions. So to learn this required about an investment of about $10,000 and each session was hundreds of dollars. So one of his students, Gary Craig, learned the system. He found it very, very powerful. He, however, found it a little too complex. You see, just because someone's a good innovator doesn't mean they're the best teacher. So what Roger Callahan had done was for every problem, he'd made different tapping points. You had to memorize all these tapping points. Okay, if you got headache, you do this. If you got nausea, you do this. If you got morning sickness, you do this. If you got some other stomach ache, you do this. You have to memorize that. He called them algorithms, you know. So basically tapping sequences, tap here 7 times, tap here 10 times, tap here 15 times. And Gary Craig is a Stanford engineer. So he put his mind to it. You know, why are we trying to memorize all these different points? Let's just tap all the points. And they're not that many points because basically they're only working with some sets of points, basic points. He said, just tap all the points for everything. So he simplified the system. He dusted it off. He made it really simple. And he put it freely on the internet. He called it EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques. And one more interesting thing he did was he would sell these DVD sets. He'd done these workshops teaching this. And the recording of those DVD sets, you could purchase it for not very expensive. And he allowed you to make 100 copies of the DVD set for free. He said, I'm waiving the copyright. Not completely, but to an extent. So you can buy it once and you can make 100 copies for your friends. So this method of simplifying it, where anybody could learn it online, and also these training materials, made it accessible to millions of people. And literally in a few years, this was just a buzz all over the internet. So I was a monk at the time, and one of my senior monks, I consider a friend of mine. I think at the beginning of a cough or a cold. And he said, can I try something? I've learned something. I said, try. So he tried this tapping method. I don't know what he was doing. I said, what? You're tapping my face for a cold. I couldn't understand what he's doing. And he said, are you feeling better? So honestly, I said, I don't know if I'm feeling better. Nothing really has changed. But I'm curious enough to say, what did you just do right now? He said, I'm learning a method called EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques. I said, what is it about? He said, I've got a manual. I've got a PDF. And in those days, we had, in my monastery, we had a small computer room. And he and I were one of the few monks who had access to the computer room, but not all the monks are allowed to. Somehow I had access and he had access. He said, you want to see if there's a PDF on the computer? I said, all right. So he gave me the PDF. And I went and I began reading it. And I mean, frankly, I found it quite unbelievable. The kind of things that it was supposed to cure, all kinds of phobias, all kinds of addictions, all kinds of, pretty much everything they seem to have a cure for. So I was reading it, I was quite skeptical, but it kept mentioning the DVD set. So the next day I asked him, do you have the DVD set? He said, yeah, I have it. I said, you have the DVD set? So he gave me the DVD set. And this was very fascinating because it's actual examples of people, like a person who has claustrophobia and how after doing some tapping, the claustrophobia disappears. Or someone who, like, one of the really fascinating ones was a lady who was so afraid of rats, mice, that he would just mention rats and she'd jump. That's how bad the fear was. And he tapped on her for 10, 15 minutes. And they literally bought a little, from the pet store nearby, they bought a little mouse. And she pets the mouse and she holds the mouse on her hand. She says, I can't believe I'm doing this. I've had such a tremendous fear of mice my whole life. And watching those DVDs got me really fascinated. And I got so excited. The only time I had access to, the computer room was used for monastery work. The only time I had access to watch these videos were at night, was at nighttime. So I ended up finishing the entire DVD set over 3 nights. I barely slept those 3 nights. I was so excited by this. And whenever I get sleepy, I just tap. And so I got really excited. How is this possible? So I began looking for guinea pigs in my monastery. So anybody who had any problem, I said, let me tap for you. And they're like, don't tap on me. Like, what are you doing? But we had an infirmary, like a small kind of sick room. And so the monks who were there, I said, do you have a headache? Do you have a fever? What do you have? And I would just go and tap on them. And they would actually feel better. So like this, I would try on other monks and I'd try on myself. And sometimes visitors would come. And I had one very dramatic case where there was a man. So I was one of the few monks who spoke fluent English. So when foreigners would come, it was my duty to make sure that they're comfortable. So there was a man who came from the UK. And as I got to know him, he opened up more and more. And he confessed to me that he'd been in prison. I said, you've been in prison? What happened? He said, I killed someone. And then I went and I confessed. So I was given prison term, but a little less because I'd gone and confessed. This is a man who's killed someone, right? And he says, but my, don't worry, I'm not going to kill you because my life has changed since then. I'm coming to meditation and all of that. And he said, I'm trying to turn my life around, which is I've come to the monastery. So I said, what's it like living with the knowledge that you've killed someone? He said, honestly, I always feel inwardly twisted. I feel like my whole body is inwardly twisted. Even though outwardly I look fine, inwardly I feel twisted. And I feel if I ever let go, my face will contort, my body will also twist. So he's always carrying this inner tension inside of himself. So I decided to do an EFT session for him. And I spent like an hour and a half tapping on all the different memories he has around what's happened and all of that. He's a complex guy, you know, you can imagine. But we worked on this. And by the end of it, you could see he visibly looked totally different. He looked relaxed. And he said that inner twist has now become a coil around me. The inner coil has now become like it's expanded. So the spring that was so tight has now expanded. And he feels that now it is around him and it's protect. Instead of troubling him, it's protecting him. And the new purpose it has is to prevent him from ever harming anybody again. So it's beautiful. So experiences like this, because I studied psychology in college. And this is not supposed to happen. You're not supposed to have, you know, shifts like this in such a short period of time. It's supposed to take years and years of therapy for something like this to happen, right? And I was finding, I took a monk who had a fear of heights. And in our monastery, we had a hill. So there was actually a sheer cliff. And he could never be less than 10 feet away from that cliff. More than 10, he had to be more than 10 feet away. He could get afraid even with 10 feet away. So we just tapped. And over a period of 15 minutes, tapping closer, closer, closer. And eventually he was able to look down. I can't believe I'm doing this. I can't believe I'm looking down this cliff. I've always been so afraid of heights. So many examples, right? So I got fascinated by this. And I wrote a letter back then to Gary Craig, who's the founder of EFT. And I said, I'm a Buddhist monk. And these are the experiences I'm having. And Gary Craig got so excited that a Buddhist monk is recommending Gary Craig is the founder of the technique. He got so excited that in the global newsletter, he featured my article. Buddhist monk recommends EFT. And so it came in the global newsletter of EFT. So anyway, I found this fascinating. And it was very, for me, something I'd never thought about before. Because what I'd learned till then was very like meditate and intention and things like that. But this was like a totally unique, unexpected thing. and began to open my mind that there are so many ways that healing can happen, not just one way. And actually, before that, I never considered myself to have any kind of healing ability. Healing is for the healers. I'm not a healer. I'm just a meditator. But I realized that actually we all have healing ability, and our body knows how to heal. And emotional. And one more thing, one big discovery I made was the large proportion of our physical problems is emotional pain. The bulk of our physical problem is emotional pain. So when people come to me with chronic issues, I always ask them the same question. When did it start? 6 months back, 1 year back, 2 years back, all right. At that time, what was the most stressful thing you were going through? And I'll not even focus on their physical thing. I'll just focus on that emotional thing that happened 2 years back, 3 years back, 5 years back. It's fascinating. As you dissolve that stressful thing that happened back then, that memory, that painful memory, physical healing also tends to occur. It's really amazing. And so I have a lot to say about this because I've been doing this for so many years. And I believe I have more than a 95, 99% success rate. Success for me is a diminishing of suffering. Sometimes it may not 100% dissolve you, because, oh, like a miracle cure, all right. But there's a diminishing. And that itself is wonderful. The fact that there's a diminishing means you're going in the right direction. You keep going in that direction and you're going to have even more healing, deeper healing. Right? So even though EFT can seem like a magic thing, quick fix, it's actually much deeper than that. And the right approach to this is to really make it a part of your life. And just like I like to say that, you know, when you're scratchy, you just scratch. But with emotions, you can't scratch. So with emotions, you tap. And you make it just like it's something as simple as when you're itchy, you scratch. So when you have this troublesome emotion, in my case, I just tap. It's become a part of my system. And I'm not even embarrassed to tap in public. I just tap. Because I've tapped on my embarrassment to tap in public. And it's not a problem anymore. So like I'm on a flight and I'm tapping something. What are you doing? I said, let me teach you. And by the end of it, this guy also learned tapping. And so why not? It's something wonderful that we can all learn, right? So let me now give you the basics of tapping. And I think we'll do more than one session because there's so much to say about this. All right. So first of all, EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques, EFT. If you Google it, you'll also get electronic funds transfer. So don't get confused. Although it's a good thing. Maybe if you do a lot of EFT, you'll have electronic funds transfer coming to you. But EFT is Emotional Freedom Techniques. It comes from a method called TFT, Thought Field Therapy. And EFT is a simplified version of that. Since then, people have done all kinds of modifications on EFT. There's positive EFT, there's choices EFT, there's matrix re-imprinting, there's a faster EFT. There's a whole bunch of modalities. But the basic, we're going to go with the core modality, which is EFT. We're going to learn the classic EFT. And then from there, you can branch out. There are so many other ways in which you can use it. There's actually no end to creativity with this. The assumption that Gary Craig comes with for EFT is that the cause of all your unpleasant negative emotions is a disruption in the body's energy system. So this is an assumption that we're working with, that when your energy system is disrupted, you will experience negative emotion. Now this seems simple, but it's quite a significant thing. So what I'm saying is that if you're feeling anxious, it's not because of the COVID situation or you've lost your job, or that, you know, no, it's not because of that. It's because your energy system is disrupted. So it's a whole different way of thinking. From now on, whenever you see someone who is angry or sad or upset or frustrated, I want you to start thinking it's their energy system that's disrupted. It's a different way of looking at the world. Right? So it's not that this situation happened in their life. No. Situation may have happened, but it's the disruption. Right? And as we heal the disruption, as we calm the nerves, as we smooth out that energy system, then you find your emotions also balance out. Now, since then, there have been other philosophies of how it works and all of that. But I'm just giving you the original, this is the way it's originally taught. So go through that and we'll talk about other. Later on, we'll talk about how other perspectives and how it works. I mean, the basic other perspective is that it's less to do with the acupressure system and the energy system. And it's more to do with your thinking patterns. So basically, you're interrupting thinking patterns by tapping. All right. So these are the two major schools of thought. One says you're working with the energy system. The other says you're interrupting. You're breaking the hypnotic trance of the thoughts that you're believing. So now let's learn, the way I teach it is the A, B, C, D, E, F, G of EFT. So it's a nice way of memorizing each step of the process. And you can do less or more steps, but just get the full process. Then you can always do the whole process when required, and I'll give you shortcuts as well. So A stands for awareness. Awareness of a specific issue on a scale of 0 to 10. So each of those words is important. Awareness of a specific issue on a scale of 0 to 10. So for example, a specific issue could be that, you know, I have a group of friends and somehow they have a habit of always teasing me. They pick on me only, they don't pick on anybody else. They always pick on me. It's a specific issue that this group of friends tends to pick on me. And you can get even more specific. The last time we met, they said something really mean to me. Someone said something really mean to me. That could be a specific issue. On a scale of 0 to 10, 0 is it doesn't bother me at all. 10, it's unbearable. So maybe it's a 7, maybe it's a 9, maybe it's a 3, whatever it is, right? So A, step A is done. Awareness of a specific issue on a scale of, and sometimes people will say 1 to 10. No, it's not 1 to 10, it's 0 to 10. So you want to come to a 0. The aim is whatever number you're at with emotional activation, you want to come to a 0. All right, A is clear. Awareness of a specific issue on a scale of 0 to 10. In EFT, we like to say that the more specific you are, the more powerfully it works. So instead of saying, I have a pain in my leg, we'll say, I have a pain in my right leg. I have the pain in the knee of my right leg. I have a pain in the knee of my right leg when I stand up. That's specific. So in EFT, the learning is that the more specific you get, the faster results you get. The more general you are. Like if I say, my relationship with my friends, that's too big. But my relationship with my friends, and when they pick on me, and especially when that guy picks on me, you know, that's getting more and more specific. So the more specific you are, the faster it seems to work. Using the terminology we use in our country, surgical strike. The surgical strike. You're getting really precise about what it is that's bugging you, and we're cleaning it up. All right. So step A is clear, awareness. B stands for balancing. In balancing, there are two main ways of balancing. One is the side of the palm. It's called the karate chop point. Karate chop because that's how Bruce Lee hits a karate chop. So the karate chop point, you can either tap, let's try this, tap with any one hand on the side of the hand like this. You're tapping from the pads of your fingers. This is one way to do it. Could be the other hand, the other way to do it. And the way I like to do it is just one against the other. You're activating both together, but all of them are valid. The other way of doing this step B is that you go 2 inches down with your right hand, 2 inches down and 3 inches to the right, or in this case, the left. 2 inches down, 3 inches to the left. And just feel around there. You'll find a spot that hurts a little bit. And as you press, just move around a bit, you'll find one spot. It's called a sore spot. Meet at the other side. The opposite. Use your right hand, go to the opposite side, your left side. So right hand on the left side. So, and don't tap it. Now I want you to just massage this one. So as you massage this, check, do you find a spot that hurts a little bit? For most people, it's there. It's called a sore spot. And it's a place where a lot of lymph nodes are there, right? So this is the other way of doing it. You will massage this point. And if you want, you can even do both sides. But usually we do right on left, but you can even do both sides. In EFT now, they've kind of stopped using this. They mostly use the hands, but I'm just letting you know the original way of doing this. So it's called the sore spot. And on this point, either this point, no matter how you do it, you're going to say a statement. Please show your sore spot. My sore spot is over here. This is my sore spot. Also, one more thing is if you do a lot of EFT, it'll not be so sore anymore. So if it doesn't hurt, don't worry about it. But if it does hurt, don't feel, it's normal. It's normal for it to hurt a little bit. Right? And you're not pressing super hard, just enough, you should feel it. All right, so now choose any of these, either do both or one or side of the hand, and now repeat after me. Even though I have this challenge, I deeply and completely accept myself. So for example, even though my friends make fun of me, I deeply and completely accept myself. One more time. Even though I have this challenge, I deeply and completely accept myself. All right, put your hands down. Now, there are a few versions of doing this. One version is like we said right now. The other version is you can add more words like, even though my brother and I had a big fight, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Or you could say, I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself. The whole point is you're coming to a place of acceptance, because the ground floor of healing is acceptance. If you don't have acceptance, everything, like for example, then you're using it to, you're coming with a lot of energy. You know, I want to fix that brother. I want to fix those friends. I want to fix that. And here we're taking responsibility. Okay, well, they are the way they are. My brother is the way he is. The pain is the way it is. My mother is the way she is. The boss is the way he is or she is. But I accept myself. So you're making a distinction between what's out of your control, what's in your control. It's not in your control to change other people's behavior. This is a very important step. Otherwise, your whole effort is going to change the situation. Whereas the whole tool here is to balance your mind. When your mind is balanced, you will respond properly to every situation in your life in the best possible way. So another few versions. One is with children, it's very nice that you tell them, even though my teacher shouted at me, I'm a super kid. Even though my friend hit me, I'm an awesome kid. So sometimes even with grown-ups, I'll do that. Even though this happened, I'm a super kid. Because we are, inside us, we have a little inner child, right? That's another good version. So you get the basics of it and you will repeat that statement 3 times. So the most basic version is, even though something happened, I deeply and completely accept myself. Could be love and accept myself, love, accept, and forgive myself. Right? So let me just give you, in the chat, I'm going to give you one challenge someone has, and I want you to give me the statement for this, just to make sure you've learned it. And could be any version that I've just told you. So there's someone who feels that in a meeting, their boss always disrespects them, doesn't value their ideas. Now, if this person had to do an EFT session, what statement would they use? So type out the whole statement in the chat, address it to everybody. They're getting disrespected by their boss. They're getting ignored by their boss. Their ideas aren't being taken seriously in these meetings. If the person had to do EFT, what would they say to themselves when they're tapping on the side of the hand? Yeah, that's fine. Surabhi, that's good. Prerna. That's a good one, Narsiya. Good. Look at the other versions people have written. That's also interesting. Very nice. So let me read some of them. Even though my boss always disrespects me, I deeply and completely accept myself. Even though I feel disrespected by my boss, I deeply and completely accept myself. Even though my boss disrespects me and shouts at me, I'm a super employee. Even though my boss doesn't value my ideas, I love and accept, respect myself. Even though I'm disrespected by the boss, I deeply and completely value and accept myself. Even though I'm ignored by X, I completely and deeply accept myself. I deeply accept myself. Even though X is disrespecting me, I completely allow and accept myself. Beautiful. So you're getting a sense of it. You can, the words can be a little bit here and there, but you've got the basic intent of what we're trying to do. Right. Even though my ideas are being rejected, I deeply and completely accept myself. And the main thing is, even though he is disrespecting me and rejecting my ideas, I respect myself and I value my ideas. Why do I always need validation from the outside? In other words, what Byron Katie says, give yourself what you're wanting others to give you. You only are not able to give it to yourself. You're expecting others to give it to you. Because we teach the world how to treat us, right? So usually when you're saying that, you know, when we shout at people, say, you don't understand me, we're actually saying, I don't understand me. When we shout and say, you don't love me, we're actually saying, I don't love me. That's actually how it goes. So in this balancing step is very important. If you say it in the right way means you say it in the basic way, but you can always, so there's in EFT, we have what's called, you know, the technique of EFT, which is what I'm teaching you now. But as you go along, you will have something called the art of delivery. So as you do it enough times, you will have a kind of flow with this. You'll not be so stuck up with the exact words and phrases. But like, you know, when we learned writing, then there were those lines, there were like 4 or 5 lines, then we had to write between those lines. But now we can even write on a blank piece of paper. And some of us have forgotten how to write because we only type now. But most of us can still write. But yeah, we can write on a blank piece of paper as well because now we've learned it, right? So same with this process. I'm first teaching it to you with a lot of steps. eventually you can let go of those steps and you'll just know what to do in what situation. So step A is awareness of a specific problem on a scale of, tell me the scale. Someone's going to get it wrong, I'm sure. What's the scale? Yeah, 0 to 10. It's not 1 to 10, it's 0 to 10. Perfect. Very good. B stands for balancing. And the different places of balancing are side of the hand. You can do like this. You can do like this. You can do like this. Karate chop. You can do one side. You can do both sides. Right. Good. Let's come to C. C is clearing. And C is the main part of what we're going to be doing. Clearing. In EFT, we tap certain points. Let's learn the points. Now you can tap on one side of the body or both sides of the body. If your hands are free, I recommend doing both sides, but even one side. If you watch some videos online, you'll find they're only doing one side. Don't get confused, that's fine. Take two fingers of both your hands. You'll be using the pads of your fingers, the frontal part. You can even use the tips, but the pad is good enough. And one thing to remember is harder does not mean better. Some people feel if they hit really hard, something magical will happen. No, it's just about stimulating the points, touching the points, right? And as we go along further, I'll tell you, sometimes even touching is enough. But for now, we're going to tap. Just take the pads of your fingers, just gently start tapping the eyebrows. The beginning of the eyebrows. And just say with me, this feels nice. This feels nice. Come to the side of your eyes. So the side of your eyes over here. Let me make my screen spotlight so you cannot see clearly. Probably can, but anyway. Yeah. Side of the eyes. This feels relaxing. Come this on the bone over here, just below the eye. Not on the eye, not on, just on the bone over here. This feels nice. Below the nose and above the upper lip. You can take one hand. Between the lower lip and the chin, or just on this area here. Now, sometimes we will do both together. So also try that. If your hands are free, you can do both together. All right, then you have collarbone. So you see this bone here, just below this bone. Is it okay to use other fingers as well? Yeah, you can use other fingers. Which fingers do you want to use? You can use other. Normally we use these two fingers. So just the collarbone, just below the collarbone over here. Tap that one. The other version of doing it is you stick a lot of fingers in this tap like this. That also works. Then four finger breaths below the armpit. So for women, it's a bra strap. Four finger breaths below the armpit. You can do both sides or one side. And if some of you are not able to comfortably reach, you can even try this. I call it the monkey style. Try the monkey style. And then original EFT also, this is an optional one. You can see if you want to do it, but just below your breasts, just below the breast, about an inch. That's an optional point. If you want to tap, you can. Nowadays, many EFT practitioners will not do this point because sometimes people feel embarrassed to tap over there, but it's a good point. It's nice to know. I like to add the middle of the chest. I just like to do one round here as well. Top of the head. What's the question someone's asking? Is it important to stimulate the points we are tapping on with completing a circuit between our fingers and the pressure points? Yeah, this can be discussed. I'm not sure what's exactly happening, whether it's a circuit or whether it's the point you're stimulating. I think there is something about the fingers that also does it. You're right. Original EFT, just to tell you, nowadays many people don't do this, but original EFT also would do the finger points. So let me just tell you the finger points. So if you hold your, like the Namaste position, so your thumb is facing you. So on the, let me make my screen big again. So on the side that's facing you, just next to the nail over here. And then with all the fingers. How much time each point? So normally you can do about 7 times, 10 times, 20 times. There's no real limit to the number of times you tap. But usually we tap 10, 15 times. Somewhere between 7 and 15 times. But you can do longer, it's not a problem. Is there an order in which we follow? So the reason we do the order is just to remember the points, especially in the beginning. Later on, you can even skip around, no problem. And then there's one extra point here. I'm just telling you the original way in which it's done. Nowadays, not everyone does this, but yeah, this is the point over here. Between the ring finger and the little finger just over here. And so nowadays, the fast way of doing this is, it's just like this. When you say you did it for an hour, is it the same pattern? So yeah, I'll tell you how I do it for a longer time. Let's just learn the basics now. Yeah, very nice. So I'm wondering if I should tell that to you or not. Let me just tell you, don't try to remember this. This is all extra information. We don't always use this in EFT anymore, but I've enjoyed this when I did, right? So there's something called the 9 gamut. So while you're here, you're tapping, and you'll do a few things. You'll open your eyes, you'll close your eyes, you'll open your eyes. You will hum a tune. The simplest tune to hum is Happy Birthday. You'll count from 1 to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You look down to your right. You look down to your left. You'll circle your eyes right. And you'll circle your eyes left. It's called the 9 gamut. So the 9 things you do while you're over here. Close your eyes. Open your eyes. Look down to the left. Down to the right. Circle left, circle right. How much tune? Count from 1 to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. This is not done anymore, but it's fun. Basically you're accessing different parts of your brain when you do this. When your eyes move, opening and closing the eyes accesses one part of your brain. Moving your eyes down right, down left, circling the eyes in different directions. And also humming a tune is right brain. And counting is left brain. But it's fun. You know, we don't often do this anymore. But I'm just telling you the original way it's done. And then Gary Craig added one more point to it later on. This was not added in original EFT, but the top of the head was the last point. I'll send you an EFT manual so you'll have all these. All the details will be there. Can we repeat the gamuts? So we should count actually. Have I got all 9? So you open your eyes, you close your eyes, you open your eyes, you look down right, you look down left, you circle your eyes one way, circle the eye the other way, hum a tune and count. Look at that, I remember. 9, that's 9, that's 9 gamut. Even I'm surprised I remember. But yeah, so that's the 9 gamut. And you do that while tapping this point over here. You can do it in any hand. Sometimes when I'm stuck with someone, I'll do the 9 gamut and it really opens them up. It's fun. So you've learned clearing. In clearing, we are tapping points. So let's see if you remember the points. First one is, show me. First one is beginning the eyebrows. Second one is side of the eyes. Third one is below the eyes. Next one. You can even do them together if you like. Some of you are yawning. That's a good sign. And EFT yawning is a sign of release. So it's good. Next one is collarbone. Just don't yawn just for the heck of it. Next one is side of the body. You can also do it monkey style. I like to add the middle of the chest. Oh, we miss. This is an optional point, like I said. Below the breast, optional point. And then you can do the fingers. You can do them in different directions. First, one time like this, other time like this. And if that's complicated, they just go one by one. And then there's this point. Top of the head. Just take a moment, take a deep breath. Just be quiet for a bit. Nice deep breath. You can open your eyes. So now just in the comment, now we haven't even properly done the full EFT round, but even just tapping on your body, do you feel any difference in your as you were quiet right now? Just type. And if you didn't feel a difference, that's totally fine. Don't make it up. If you're feeling something, then type it out. What did you feel? You have to keep holding the troubling thought in your mind. You have to just repeat. I'll tell you how to do that in a moment. Just wait for that. Feeling calm, relaxed, feeling sleepy, feeling a bit fresh, vibrations, more at ease, calmness of thought, expansive. It relieves my neck pain. Yeah, that can happen. Some people have a pain in the neck. Some people are a pain in the neck. Sleepy. Stiffness in my back went away. Feeling confident and positive. Beautiful. Feeling a bit fresh. Amazing. Release the morning cold. Fantastic. I'm less agitated. Perfect. Great. A lot of you are feeling something different. So in my experience, when you do this, then you always end up feeling more expansive, more light, more free. And I can't think of a single time when I've done this and I've not felt that. Sometimes it'll take a little longer to feel it, but usually. So the simple act, even if you don't do anything else, you just tap without even knowing what to say or anything. You just tap as many of those points as you can. Right there, you will feel a shift. And it's even more of a shift when you go through the steps. So A stands for, remember what A stands for? Don't look at your notes. A stands for awareness of a specific problem on a scale of 0 to 10. B stands for balancing. In balancing, you tap either the side of the hand or the sore spot. And even though I have this challenge, I deeply and completely accept myself. You say it three times. That's important. Right. C stands for clearing. Now, the way we normally do EFT is we've simplified it. So the simple version is this, 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 this side of the body. People will often skip this one, but I like to do it anyway. This one and this one. Often we don't do finger points anymore. Most people don't do finger points anymore. And at each point, you'll use a small reminder phrase. So for example, the example I gave you earlier with like the boss, right? He disrespects me. He doesn't listen to me. He just ignores me. Everyone can see he's ignoring me. You just use a small reminder phrase, something short, right? Or it could be even the same exact phrase every single time. He disrespects me. He disrespects me. He just doesn't respect me. He just doesn't respect me, right? And you're tapping each of the points. You take a deep breath. You be quiet for a bit. And that will be one round. So awareness on a scale of 0 to 10, my boss disrespects me. Maybe it's a 7 on a scale of 0 to 10. Okay, balancing. Even though he disrespects me, I love and accept myself. Three times. You tap, 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 tap. Take a deep breath. Or sometimes I'll take three deep breaths. And you'll pause. And that's one round of EFT. So A stands for awareness. B stands for balancing. C stands for clearing. D stands for deep breath. You can write that down if you like. D stands for deep breath. Take one or three deep breaths. D also stands for do it again. Because not everything will go away in just one round. But it'll change. The intensity will change a bit. And so then you do it again. C stands for clearing, Anju. So let me just, before we go any further, let me just do a round of this with one of you. Let me just pick a random person. Madhuri, would you mind unmuting yourself? Say something, Madhuri. Just want to check I can hear you.
Yeah, you can hear me?
I can hear you. So my question for you is that would you be willing to take up any challenge which you're quite happy with the group? It could be a physical challenge, could be an emotional challenge. Can you think of something that you're comfortable with the group watching you go through?
Yes, yes.
So please tune in, think of something. Do you mind telling us briefly what it is, very briefly?
Yeah, I'm a bit worried about the situation, how long it is going to be like this. So it's giving me a little anxiety, uncertainty.
So on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 is your complete calm and peaceful, and 10 is unbearable, right now, as you think of this uncertain situation, what number is coming?
7.
And where in the body do you feel the 7? Is it mostly in the heart, in the belly, in the face? Where do you tend to feel it?
In the heart. In the heart.
And is there any specific thought that comes up? Is it like, you know, how long will this go on? Or what kind of thoughts come up when you think of uncertainty?
Yeah, how long it's going to be like this situation.
So let's now, and everybody else just observe what I'm doing, right? Because you know the steps I've taken. I'm not going to start explaining. I'm just going to take us through the process. You just see how it goes. All right. So you're saying it's a 7 when you think of how uncertain it is and how long this will go on. And you're feeling it mostly in your heart is what I heard you say. Now just start tapping the side of your hand.
Yes.
And say with me, even though.
Even though.
I feel this uncertainty.
I feel this uncertainty.
Incompletely.
Incompletely.
Accept myself.
Accept.
I'm getting some background sound. Can one of you, I'm not sure who's unmuted themselves. Just keep yourself muted.
Even though.
Even though I have this uncertainty.
I have this uncertainty.
I deeply and completely.
I deeply and completely
love and accept myself.
I love and accept myself.
Even though.
Even though.
I don't know how long this will go on.
I don't know how long it's going to go on.
I deeply and profoundly.
I deeply and profoundly.
Love myself.
Love myself.
Accept myself.
And accept myself.
And I choose to take back my power.
And I choose to take back my power.
Yes. And start tapping your eyebrows. And say, all this uncertainty.
All this uncertainty.
Side of the eyes. All this overthinking.
All this overthinking.
Below the eyes. All this worrying about the future. All this worrying about the future.
All this worrying about the future.
Next 2 points. All these troubling thoughts.
All these troubling thoughts.
Collarbone. All these difficult emotions.
All these difficult emotions.
Side of the body. It's time to let it go.
It's time to let it go.
It's safe to let it go.
It's safe to let it go.
Middle of the chest. I choose to let it go.
I choose to let it go.
Since we've learned it, let's also do the finger points. Side of the thumb. I choose to let it go.
I choose to let it go.
Time to let it go.
It's time to let it go.
I take back my power.
I take back my power.
Many things are uncertain.
Many things are uncertain.
But what I choose to focus on.
But what I choose to focus on.
in my hands.
Isn't in my hands.
Now come to the this point over here. Just start tapping. And open your eyes. Close your eyes. Open your eyes. Without moving your head, look down right. Without moving your head, look down left. Take a big circle with your eyes clockwise. Slowly. Anti-clockwise slowly. Hum a tune like happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Top of the head. Hands go down, close your eyes. Deep breath. Release. Second, deeper breath. What is the extra deep breath? And release. Keep your eyes closed for a bit. And as you think of the uncertainty, on a scale of 0 to 10, is it still a 7? What number has come? Check.
Now I can feel 5.
Like a 5. It's come down a bit. Yeah, very nice. And you, how is your heart feeling?
A bit relaxed, yeah.
So A stands for awareness of a specific problem on a scale of 0 to 10. We began at 7. B stands for balancing. You tap the side of the hand. B stands for clearing, and I made you tap. And again, guys, a little bit just to make it easier for you. I am using, because I've done it so many times that I will use other statements. But don't try to memorize all those statements. The simple thing for you to do is just repeat all this uncertainty. For all the points, you can just repeat that. But because I've done it for so long, I just get more into a flow. So I'm just going a little bit with the flow with her. But remember, you can be as simple as repeating the same thing over and over and over again. And C stands for clearing. D stands for deep breath. And D also stands for? Madhuri, what does D also stand for? Do it again.
Do it again.
Don't do it again, all right? You just, this time I want you to come to the opposite pass of the cross box. And say, even though, I still have this challenge.
I still have this challenge.
I deeply and completely.
Accept myself.
Even though there is this challenge, I'm learning new ways to cope with it. Even though it's a difficult time,
it's giving me an opportunity
to learn things I may not have learned otherwise. I choose to focus
on the helpful part of this situation.
All right. Take fingers of both hands. Start tapping. And say, all the remaining fear. Side of the eyes. All the remaining uncertainty. Below the eyes. All the remaining stressful thoughts. Both the points. The pattern of overthinking. It's time to let it go. It's safe to let it go. I choose to let it go. It feels good to let it go. I'm taking back my power. Maybe this situation
is actually designed
accelerate my progress. Let's try again. 9 gamut. So tap over here and open your eyes. Look down left. Take a circle in one direction, slow. Take a circle in the opposite direction, slow. Can tune. Hum a tune. Count. At the top of the head. Hands go down, close your eyes, take a deep, deep breath. And keep your eyes closed for a bit. Keep your attention inside. And as you think of uncertainty, is it still a five? What number are you at?
No, feeling much better. Now it's, I think, two.
Two now? And where do you feel the body?
The same.
It's in the heart, but it's a lot lighter now.
Less, yeah.
So let's do one more round. And this time I'm going to introduce a few more things. E, D, E, F. I'm going to introduce F. By the way, E stands for examine. So every time I'm examining, I'm checking how you're doing. E stands for examine. Either increase or decrease. Sometimes it actually increases before it decreases. That's fine. And F is a good one. F stands for funny. Make it fun and funny. So now we're going to make it fun and funny. All right. So tap the side of the hand. Even though. I still have this challenge. Just not going away. When one lockdown ends. The next one begins. Are we on lockdown 2.0?
Sorry?
Are we on lockdown 2.0? 6.0. I've lost track. So much uncertainty.
I love and accept myself.
I can cry by the situation. I can also laugh about the situation. I choose to see this. From a fresh new angle. A fresh new perspective. All right. Start tapping the beginning of the eyebrows. There are many cute aspects. Of the situation. Side of the eyes. People have never helped me in the kitchen before. I've never had to be in the same place for so long. I'm learning all new kinds of things. From one perspective. It's all quite cute.
All quite funny.
Side of the body. From now on, whenever I think about this, I'm going to decide it's cute and funny. For example,
The way people wear their masks.
Very funny.
It's very funny.
You take it down to talk every time.
You have to take it out to talk.
People do all kinds of funny things. And I'm one of those people. I choose to see this. As a cute time of my life. Funny time of my life.
Many things are uncertain.
The fact is that it's a cute time. That's very certain. Hands go down, deep breath. And release. Just be quiet for a bit. And just feel grateful for whatever practice we've done. slowly open your eyes. And as you think of uncertainty, Madhuri, what number is it now? Is it still a 2?
No, I'm feeling very light now. I think it has come to 0. Yes. And feeling that, you know, in my heart, the energy is flowing very freely, very light. Yeah.
We did 3 rounds. In the first round, you went from 7 to 5.
5.
In the second round, you went from 5 to 2. And in the third round, you've come to a 0. Right. Yeah. Typically how EFT goes. Not everything, but most things I find in 3 rounds, you can come to either a 0 or close to 0. Of course, there are some things which take longer. But even longer in EFT is just, it's usually a few hours. Right? So it's compared to normal therapy, it's like nothing. Right? Normal therapy, one session itself will be 2 hours. You know, many, many, many sessions. I find that even the big things in my life, if I give it 2 hours, usually it's dissolved. It's dissolved in 2 hours. So tomorrow we'll talk more about different ways of using EFT. We'll talk about what happens when EFT doesn't work and why it doesn't work in certain situations. We'll talk about how to simplify. There's so many steps I told you right now. Actually, I told you all the steps, but I'll go a little bit deeper into it tomorrow. So awareness, balancing, clearing, deep breath and do it again. Examine, check what number you're at. Make it fun and make it funny. And G is gratitude, gratefulness. So we went through all the major steps. Is it just for a day or do we repeat every time? So if you've done it properly, actually it doesn't come back again. But if it comes back for you again, Madhuri, it means that the one aspect of it we haven't taken care of. So then you will again tap, right? Certain issues will require multiple tapping. Certain issues just do it once and it's done. And either way, we just do it. It's like emotional hygiene. Right. So I think we are on the hour. So just take a moment, tune in for those of you who have to leave. There's gratefulness for the learnings from today. Slow deep breath. So the homework for you is at least once today, go through A, B, C, D. Just go to D. Don't worry about the other things. A, B, C, D. What is A? Become aware of something. Give it a number. B is side of the hand. That's the easy one, side of the hand. Even though this happened, I accept myself 3 times. C is clearing. Just to the basic point. This, side of the body, top of the head. You can skip the finger points, no problem. You can skip the 9 gamut, no problem. And D is deep breath, and then do it, if required, do it again. Just do the A, B, C, D once or as many times in the day as you like. And even if that's too much to remember, just simply tap. That could be even simpler homework for you. Just tap. Take any point and just tap it several times in the day. And that's your homework. And come back again tomorrow. Let's go a little deeper into this. And let's learn more aspects of this tomorrow and different ways to use it. Eventually, I want you to... The technique and all is great, but I want it just to become a part of your system. And I'll give you case studies and anecdotes about how it's helped people and all kinds of different things. We have a saying in EFT, try it on everything. Try it on children who do bedwetting. Try it before a marathon. Try it when you have a slip disc. Try it when you're going for a surgery. Try it for everything. And it actually seems to work for just about everything. Right? So it's fascinating. So we'll talk about more about this tomorrow. Let's make a mayurma for those of you who have to leave. Nice big mayurma. And we say together, mayurma. Great. All right. If you have to leave, you can. And we'll meet again tomorrow. We'll continue with EFT tomorrow. So one question is, if you have emotional pain as well as physical pain, which one to start with? You can start with any one of them. It works for both. And what I would actually say is mix it up. So tap on the emotions you have around your physical pain and tap on the physical manifestation of your emotion. It's nice to mix it up like that. Actually, that works really well. So like, for example, someone has fear of public speaking, then the physical aspect of that might be a really fast beating heart or hands that are trembling or a mouth that gets dry. I would say tap on the physical manifestation of your fear of public speaking. And someone has, for a long time, they've had maybe frozen shoulder. So tap on the emotions connected to that frozen shoulder, how it feels. Oh, I just feel stuck in life. I just feel so I can't do half the things I used to do. my body is degenerating. All the emotions around that, the thoughts around that, I would say tap on that. That'll help. I have a question about the statements that we say during clearing. Yeah, well, Prerna, go ahead. Let me unmute you. Unmute yourself.
Yeah. So I've actually had this question. I've had success with EFT, but I've often wondered that doesn't this clash somehow with affirmations? Like when we're doing C and we're going on, I'm going on, when I'm doing it, I always have this conflict in my mind that, you know, on the one hand, I am a big believer in affirmations. And on the other hand, here I'm tapping and repeating whatever it is that is tormenting me. So how does that...
Very common question. It's a great question. I'm glad you asked it. So the thing to remember is, let's be honest. We say we believe in affirmations, but we have this problem. Are we not thinking about this problem many, many, many times in a day? Mm. And every time you're thinking it, in a way, you're affirming it.
Right.
Now we're doing it consciously. We think, in any case, I'm bugged with this boss. In any case, I'm bugged with those friends. In any case, I'm bugged with my husband, with my kids. I'm thinking those thoughts anyway. Mm. Just one time or a few times, we say, no, make it conscious. So we're doing it. The first thing to remember is anything done consciously is not a problem. Do it with awareness, it's not a problem. That's the first thing to remember. Secondly, why are we doing it? Are we doing it really to embed this hatred for my boss? To embed the hatred for the friends? No, we're doing it to come out of it.
Right.
And in a way, it's a very real thing. The reality is I do feel irritation with my friends. I do feel upset with my boss. I do feel disrespected. That's the reality. Why would I try to smother that reality with some affirmation? In a way, it's very real, right? So in EFT, we are doing it to come out of it. And we're doing it to remind ourselves. Remember, what are the basic assumption of EFT? It is our difficult emotions, negative. There's no negative emotion, but they use the word negative emotion in EFT. But for me, it's just emotion. The disturbing emotions are caused by a disruption of the body's energy system.
Right.
So say that disrespectful boss, that memory triggers the disruption. And then you tap and you clean out the disruption. So you're doing it as a reminder phrase. You're doing it to trigger, if you're purposely triggering yourself just a little bit to clear it out. You're triggering, reminding yourself of that memory, and you're clearing it out. You're reminding yourself and you're clearing it out. So the reason you're saying it again and again is to remind yourself of what it is, and then you're clearing it out. And then we haven't talked about it yet, but there's a whole other side of EFT called positive EFT. Right now, we only, like, for example, with Madhuri, we talked about the uncertainty. That's only half of the journey. She's come to a zero. But there's a whole world beyond zero, which is, this is the best time of my life. And many things have become very...
Doing that with me, sort of taking it the other, doing that other round and completely flipping.
-7 to a +10.
Yeah.
+10 is we want Madhuri to come to a place of, this is the best time of my life. I've never had an opportunity like this. There are so many benefits and gifts of this time. There are so many amazing qualities I'm developing, so many amazing learnings. I mean, actually, I wouldn't change it for the world. And when has life not been uncertain? This is an illusion that life is certain. Life has always been uncertain. In fact, in some ways, life is more certain now than it ever was before. So like this, we would go in the positive dimension of it, right? But I think it's very beautiful about EFT that you start with where you are. You don't start right away by saying, oh, I love my boss, I love my friend. You don't. I mean, you're going to think that you're faking it. And you are faking it.
Right.
So it's very real. And so the main thing is you're saying it anyway the whole day long. How come that time it's not an affirmation? Mm-hmm. Now you're saying it consciously. You're saying it to come out of it. You're not saying it to embed it. You're saying it to loosen the grip it has on you. That's the reason you're saying it. You're saying it to remind yourself to create the activation and to clear out the activation. So once you understand this, and the main thing to remember is anything done consciously is not a problem. Mm. When you're in a state of awareness, there's no problem. Have you heard that phrase? Good girls go to heaven and bad girls go wherever the hell they want. Why do you just want to go to heaven? Go wherever you want, right? Why would you be limited to only going to heaven? Right? So like this, you go ahead and you free yourself. This is part of the emotional freedom. Right? Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you.
Anybody else? Thanks, Madhuri, for picking an issue we could all relate to. Collective healing. Beautiful. E stands for examine. So you're examining on a scale of 0 to 10. And tomorrow I'll talk more about examine. Because in examine step, sometimes it'll happen that the person's number increases. You're very nervous. Oh my goodness, what am I doing? I'm making it worse. But sometimes, like someone pulling out a thorn from your foot, sometimes the pain will increase for a small amount of time before it comes out. It's all right. So increasing any kind of change, you know you're moving in the right direction, even if it's increasing in the beginning. All right. And then sometimes it doesn't move. So tomorrow we'll talk more about the specific situation when the number doesn't change and all of those things. I never believed EFT, but you've converted me today. This session was amazing. Thank you, Monica. Wonderful. And I've been doing it every night before bed without thinking of anything. Is that okay? Yeah, you can do it without thinking. You can just, maybe the simple thought can be anything from the day, let it get processed. You just keep tapping. So we'll talk about applications tomorrow, different ways in which you can apply. There are a lot of interesting ways to apply it. Like for children, remind me to talk about it tomorrow. There's something called the Tappy Bear. You take any doll of theirs, or bear of the, like a teddy bear or something from their closet. And instead of tapping on the child, you tell the child to tap on the bear. You tap on the bear, whatever problem you're facing or a friend of yours is facing. And it's fascinating. When the child is tapping on the bear, they get healed because they come into a state of love and compassion. And it's fascinating. So instead of making the child tap on themselves, you tap on the bear. In fact, one person made a product called Tappy Bear. It's a bear with EFT marks, EFT points etched out with thread. So it's very easy for the children to remember where to tap. Actually, made a product called Tappy Bear. And that works for children. I'm going to just give you a chance to, because there are a lot of questions here, I might miss some. So if anybody has, just unmute yourself and ask, because I might miss your question. So only comments.
Hi, Nitya.
Akshay. Yeah.
Yes. You know, I was just referring to what Prerna just mentioned, and it's been like talked about. A lot of people have this thought that what are we tapping for? So like, you know, over the last few weeks when I've been like, you know, actively and day in and day out, I've been doing this EFT. I think that like, you know, your body is just a house. It's a house of awareness and consciousness. And there are certain stored emotions. So like, you know, when we start EFT process, One can feel that like, you know, you're just knocking the doors wherein like, you know, there are certain stuck up emotions, which are bad emotions, and you're just knocking those doors and just asking to gracefully get out of that room. And we can fill that room with like, you know, all the positive emotions, and like, you know, affirmations can also work. So it's just like, you know, we are just tapping onto those possibilities of just removing those deadlocks, which are there in different parts of our body. So this is how like, you know, I've developed this EFT practice.
That's a great analogy that you're tapping and you're asking all the unwelcome guests, oh, come, your time's up, you can leave now. And you're putting the new guests inside. In fact, just to build on what you're saying, the one thing to know about EFT is when you tap on a difficult, disruptive, so-called negative emotion, it gets neutralized. When you tap on the neutral, it gets positive. When you tap on the positive, it becomes silent. So it's a beautiful journey. It's a journey from highly disruptive to neutral, to positive, to even beyond the positive and negative. It's just a state of Tao, right? And tomorrow we'll talk about how you can use, I'm going to give you a four-step process where you use EFT. One round is for the thinking around a topic, like the thinking around my boss, my friends. Second round is for the feelings around my friends, my boss, my whatever. Third round is just awareness that this is happening. And fourth round is you just come to a place of oneness. You can do four rounds where you come back to oneness. First round is thoughts, second round is feelings, third round is just consciousness, and fourth round is just oneness. It's a very powerful spiritual tool now. It's gone from being an emotional therapeutic tool to being an actual awakening tool. Thanks, Akshat. Anybody else wants to ask something? Lakshmi, go ahead. Unmute yourself.
Thank you, Nitya. And like, I've been comfortable in Goa, and I suddenly on Thursday night at 10 p.m., I receive an order transferring me to Karwar. And last evening, I got relieved from my office. Okay. Now, I have a lot of things like the quarantine issues, 14 days quarantine, and I have to join there on Monday. My mind is in a blur. I am not able to think straight. And today's session was very nice. I finally stopped crying. I should thank my daughter Radha for enrolling me this, you know, she gave me this course as a birthday gift, and it's really helping me. I'm trying to work out the exact words that I should be using to tap.
Yeah, it's not,
so I was supposed to
say, it's anxiety, right? What are you feeling? Anxiety, or you're feeling rushed, or what are you feeling? You're feeling
One is feeling cheated.
Cheated.
Very cheated, and I richly deserved this promotion. I got it, but all along there was a welcoming to the new office, and everything was done. And on Thursday night at 10 p.m., I got an order saying that you're transferred to another place, say Karwar. It is just about 2 hours drive from Goa, not an issue. But the magnanimity of it all, like, you know, I need to shift before Monday. I need to start working there. And there is a quarantine issue. I'm feeling overwhelmed and cheated. I didn't get it.
Yeah, so we can work on, and maybe just take them one at a time. So cheated is one, and overwhelmed. Maybe just take them. So let's just do cheating. On cheated, on a scale of 0 to 10, how strong is
it? At this moment, 10.
So just let's all. So this is one thing about EFT. We can all tap, even though that's not an issue you may be facing, but you tap for her and you will benefit and she'll also benefit. All right. So let's start tapping.
Thank you.
So stay with me, even though.
Even though.
I'm feeling so cheated. I'm feeling so cheated. I love an accent.
I'm feeling so cheated.
I love an accent.
Hello? I love an accent.
Even though.
I love it. Even though.
I'm feeling cheated. I love, accept, and forgive myself.
I love, accept, and forgive myself.
Even though. This is not the way to do things.
This is not the way to do things.
This is not the way to treat me.
This is not the way to treat me.
I love and accept myself.
I love and accept myself.
Even though this shouldn't have happened.
Even though this shouldn't have happened.
Especially not in this way.
Especially not in this way.
Especially not at this time.
Especially not in this time.
It has happened.
It has happened.
And I'm going to come back to my strength.
And I'm going to come back to my strength.
To my equilibrium.
To my equilibrium.
Starting right now.
Starting right now.
Take two fingers, start tapping. Feeling cheated. Beginning the eyebrows. Feeling cheated.
I feel cheated.
Side of the eyes. If ever there was a case study.
If there ever there was a case study.
On being cheated.
On being cheated.
Below the eyes. Mine would be the first chapter.
Mine will be the first chapter.
Below the nose. I've never felt so cheated.
I have never felt so cheated.
Collarbone. These people.
These people
are world-class experts on cheating. I always be surrounded by world-class people.
I always
surrounded by world-class people.
By world-class people.
I never thought I'll be surrounded by world-class cheats.
I never thought I'll be surrounded by world-class cheats.
Right now, I'm crying.
Right now, I'm crying.
Give it a few years.
Give it a few years.
I'll not be able to stop laughing.
I'm already laughing. I'll not be able to stop laughing.
Awesome. A nice saying. Put your hands down. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes. And there's a lovely saying that they buried me. They did not know I'm a seed. They thought they buried me. They did not know I'm a seed.
They did not know I'm a seed.
Just be quiet for a bit. Feel that. And remind yourself that your main purpose is to serve, and your main purpose is to, you know, bring joy to people's lives. And your main purpose is to take your strengths and abilities and really make a difference. And certain things are in your hands and certain things are not in your hands. You knew that when you took this job. Certain things are in your hands and certain things are not in your hands. And yes, it's unfavorable. Yes, it's unfair. And you can be upset about it. But put a time limit on being upset about it. And the time limit is now, right? The time limit. I'm going to be upset about it. I'm going to be really upset about it for a full 3 minutes. And then I'm going to gather myself and I'm going to make the best of the situation. Right? And as you think of the situation, on a scale of 0 to 10, what number is coming?
4. 10 to 4. 10 to 4.
Just one more round. You're going well. Okay, side of the hand. Even though. I feel cheated. I don't understand why. I'm smiling about it.
Even though I'm still feeling cheated.
A part of me. Feel how funny this is. Even though. I have been cheated. Good news is. I'm not cheating myself. I'm being true to myself. And I'm taking back my power.
I'm taking back my strength.
Okay, take 2 fingers.
I'm taking back my power.
Stop here now. All right. Letting go. Of all these heavy emotions. Below the eyes. When I was little. I was a naughty one. I'm realizing. I'm not the only naughty one. Other people can also be naughty. And play tricks on me. I'm going to be a good sport.
I'll make the most of this opportunity.
Wherever you put me. I'm going to shine. This little life of mine. I'm going to let it shine. This little life of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Hands come down. Deep breath. Let it shine. Deep breath. Let it shine. Keep your eyes closed. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
Let it shine.
And as you think of being cheated, what number is coming?
0.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful, yes. In the day, if another layer comes up, again you tap on it. Like we've done a very quick round, 2 rounds with you, but maybe some more layers will come up. You again tap on it. And the overwhelm, you tap on it. And I'm going to give you a switch. We haven't got to that yet, but there's a teaching called switch words. And so this whole sense of being overwhelmed, how do I organize all this? How do I shift all this? Just use 2 words. Just say divine order. You'll find divine order, throughout the day. Whenever you think of overwhelm, divine order. And you'll be amazed how things get packed, things get moved. And before you know it, you've moved in a very nice way and you've arrived in a very nice way. And you're thoroughly enjoying your quarantine. And in those 14 days, you're learning fantastic tools. And by the end of it, the people who cheated you, you're going to be blessing them wholeheartedly and saying, what a gift you've given me.
14, oh, yeah.
Yeah, 14 days of inner healing.
This is a gift. Amazing. Yeah, correct.
Beautiful, Lakshmi.
Thank you. Actually, that region is languishing. And I believe since I've been a performer, they have put me there.
That's right.
So I shall go as a blessing to them. Thank you.
they will be blessed by you, and they will be thankful for the people who transferred you there, the people over there. They're waiting for you.
So it is. Thank you. Absolutely. Love you. Love you. Thanks for all the people who has blessed me this day. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you. Great. So thanks to Lakshmi, we got another live case study. Are you getting a sense of this? Right? Are we doing this? And notice how, because I've done it so many times, like I said, I'm being more creative with her. I'm sometimes coming to, like in the first round, I came to humor with her, right? I didn't go systematically. So you just have to just sense how it goes. And I got a little nursery rhyme into it. So once you learn the teaching, you can get very playful with it. And you can bring in all kinds of different elements. And you can just weave it in. And it becomes a very fun and playful way in which to relieve our things. And the aim is the thing that you were crying about, you will now laugh about, and you'll have tears of gratitude about. New kind of tears of gratitude. Not tears of sadness, but tears of gratitude. And that's where we want you to come. All right, feeling complete for today? Yes, I'm Mayurma. Thank you, Lakshmi. Very nice. Take a moment, Tuna. Slow deep breath. Let's make a nice megaphone as well. Let's say it together. Mayurma, Mayurma, Mayurma. All right, everybody, thank you. Make some noise on the way out.
Bye, Nitya. Thank you.
Thank you, Nitya.
Thank you, Nitya.
God bless
you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Arigato,
thank you so much, Nitya. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good luck, Lakshmi.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks to everyone.
All the best, Lakshmi.
All the best, Lakshmi. All the best, Lakshmi. Bye, Madhuri.
Stay blessed, Lakshmi.
All the best.
Friends.
Love you all. Love you, Radha.
Bye.